side of the Vatican Pavilion, blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fairgrounds in Flushing, Long Island. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
There's a very large, circular, pale blue light that's coming in from the east.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Now there's a light being cast forward from the circular light, and must look at the photograph. The large pale circle of light is becoming a solid matter. Oh, our lady is standing on top of this, what appears to be a ball. It's the only way I can describe it. A large round globe. No, our lady looks very beautiful. She has on a light, pale, very bright, how could I describe it, Blessed Mother? The light is so brilliant about Our Lady that her gown looks very bright. It's brighter than sugar and whiter than light. Oh, it's beautiful. Now Our Lady is placing her first finger upon her lips. My child, do not be overly concerned about the photographs I have given you. You will study them in private, my child. I would be more cautious in giving the hidden information to the public, my child. You must understand that many of these photographs are not to be given to the public. It is a manner in which the Eternal Father has chosen to direct you in secret. They could, my child, be given to the agents of the 666. You must not become overly concerned with other places of apparition. Each sphere has been given his work from the Eternal Father. We must all unite now for the common good. We are much distressed in heaven to see the leader of your land falling prey to Satan. The woman shall truly be the downfall of her husband. We have asked the man, your leader, to discipline his wife, his spouse. However, in your world of liberated woman, it is obvious, my children, that your women do wear pants. I shall use a comparison, my children, as many have fallen for the modern mode. I repeat the warning from heaven that man shall not dress as woman and women shall not adopt the attire of a man. Because the external indications, my children, soon penetrate the heart and expose a darkness of spirit. Many shall judge you by your attire. The example among the parents is poor. There must be more discipline in the home, for your children are being misled and sent on the road to destruction. There will be many voice boxes throughout the world. The time is growing short. United, you will go forward. Do not set back your work by division among the ranks of workers. Man does not recognize the warnings from the Eternal Father. There shall be great disturbances of nature. There shall be floods, earthquakes, and great loss of life. Pray that this destruction does not come close to your family. Many children shall die. My child, we hear voices of discord crying to heaven. It is the voice of the unbeliever. The faith has grown weak in mankind. The pastors are scattering the sheep. Oh, when do they awaken from their slumber? Too late to save our wandering sheep? We ask all who have been given the grace of knowledge of what is to be, send this message from heaven throughout the world in great haste. The abominations of desolation center throughout mankind and in the house of my son. A lady now is placing her hands over her eyes. She looks very sad. Yes, my child. The tears are falling from heaven. We see a plot against our beloved vicar. We see the enemy within planning to remove him. Already, my child, His hands are tied. You must all pray a constant vigilance of prayer now, my children. For unless you are directed by prayer to the Eternal Father, your chances of escaping the darkness is slight. The time of times is here, my children. The day of return approaching. The abyss is open. The fight for souls continues, a battle far greater than any that mankind has ever seen or will see. For you are fast approaching the baptism of fire. Have you prepared your souls and the souls of those you love? For skin shall dry up and blow off the bones as if it had never been. Eyes will see and still not believe. So great is the power of Satan now upon your earth. Man, in his free will, my children, has given himself to pleasures of the flesh. They no longer seek the light. They steep themselves in sin, all manner of abominations and soul destroyers. They care more to gather their treasures conquered by silver and gold. And power, what power, my children, are you gaining among yourselves? The power to destroy. No man is above the Eternal Father. Every man shall stand before him. He must give a good account in merit of his conduct upon earth. The veil is before all. All must enter and be counted. In your world, my children, the sheep are being separated from the goats. The forces of evil are fighting the light. We watch while the saints cry out for vengeance. How much blood shall be shed to wash your world? Blood shall flow in the streets. Madness shall take hold of mankind until there will be no trust, no love in the hearts of those who have not turned to the light and the Eternal Father. Murder shall become a way of life. How much shall man set upon himself in evil before he awakens to the fact that he has set about his own destruction? Many have been baptized, washed clean in the faith, and now have chosen to destroy. I sent you, my child, into your capital city to approach two with great power. We were not mistaken in the reaction, my child. More prayers are needed. You will write, and you must Give us the knowledge without hesitating that heaven expects and commands the last of his clan in manhood to speak out and defend his faith in your city of Washington. If he does not, my child, he will be condemned. He will be taken, my child, at a time when he is unprepared. Warn him once more, my child and my children, in the mercy that you have for your brothers. Speak out without fear, my child. It is too late. The hour grows late. You must now speak out and use the name. Oh, you will write to Ted Kennedy and tell him that he faces eternal damnation. You will contact our representative who has given himself to the world and tell him that he also is facing damnation. This I say unto you, for you are being warned. Remove yourselves from that profession, Father. Oh. Father, join him. Come out of the darkness. Yes, my child. I know your fear to speak out, but you must now. I have already given you the plan for your future. Therefore, the time is near, and you must continue your work with perseverance and without fear. Face fear, and it shall disappear. Understand, my child, your mission is not to judge. You are but a voice box from heaven, and the message you receive is from the Eternal Father. The world now is fast approaching a most terrible climax. Therefore, we must work and pray and make much penance, for the time is growing short. The world shall be witness to suffering far greater than mankind has ever experienced. There will be father against son, mother against daughter, brother against sister, and brother against brother. Mass insanity shall be predominant. So great is the power of Satan, as mankind has given himself to the world, the flesh and the devil. You will not make judgment upon your present events because your news medias, my children, have also joined the father of all liars, Satan. Your children shall seek and not find the light unless, as a parent, you bring discipline and the knowledge of your God within your home to your children. Do not expect others to nurture, to feed the souls of your children.
The third glorious mystery, the descent of the Holy Ghost upon the apostles. Our God. You will not judge the pastors in the churches of the world. You will pray for them. However, evil is never condoned. Your allegiance is to the eternal Father in heaven. Offend him not for a mere man shall you offend the eternal Father. Your city and many cities and countries throughout the world will suffer for the murders of the holy innocents. Life, the spirit of life, is breathed, the soul placed by the eternal Father into the body of the unborn at the precise, exact moment of conception. Do not fall prey to the fallacy. There is no life until the child emerges from the womb. No, I say to you, life begins at the moment of conception. The eternal Father breathes the spirit of life at the moment of conception. No man shall take this life, for as such, he is guilty and found guilty by the eternal Father of murder. The commandment given through the ages by the eternal Father must be brought forward to be studied and obeyed. Many on this sled do not judge them, but seek first their spirit. Many are misled. They do not know their God. You cannot love without knowing. Who will bring this knowledge to the innocent children? It is better a young womanhood to be placed under the guidance of holy ones than to set forth in the world of Satan to be destroyed. We must, my child, build up refuge for the young. My son has often repeated to the world, when I come, shall I find even a flicker of truth of the faith left? Only, my children, a few will be saved in the final count. The ball of redemption approaches. Do not count and speculate on dates. It will come upon you suddenly. Now Our Lady is going over to our right side. Now she's going high up into the sky and standing. And if she's extending her rosary, Our Lady has a very large rosary. It's beautiful. Very large. Hail Mary beads. They're white. But no, as they catch the light, the most beautiful colors are the rainbow. But the pink is the most beautiful color. And now the Our Fathers, Our Lady has her fingers now upon the Our Father being the most beautiful golden color. Our Lady now is extending her crucifix out like this, all in making the sign of the cross.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children. I place my mantle of protection about you. In the future, which is now, my children, those who are of well spirit will have nothing to fear. I have given many words to you in the past to prepare you for this moment. Now, my children, you will continue to pray a constant vigilance of prayer, and you will understand why I have spent so much time with you. As I have promised in the past, I will be with you forever and on your earth unto the second coming of my Son, when all will be put to right. You must accept the will of the Eternal Father and carry your cross without complaint. My child Veronica, you will increase your prayers in silence. More moments of meditation will bring you great peace of spirit. And I assure you, my child, the Eternal Father is not unaware of your problems. You will not understand the value of suffering. It is a source of great strength of spirit. Pick up your cross, my child, and go forward without fear. You cannot expect rest in this life, my child, for you will rest, if you wish, over the veil. However, my child, our lady is going up further and she's pointing. Oh, and there's St. Teresa. Oh, my. Oh, St. Teresa is so beautiful. The light is, bright. Oh, I can see her face, though. Her voice is very soft, Mother. Veronica, my sister, I did not choose to rest on earth or over the veil. I do pray that you will also make this decision, for we need all in the battle ahead. I shall not accept a rest, for I will spend my time in heaven, coming down to your earth to help gather the souls. Hold my hand, my sister, and the road will be easier. Together, we could tread over the kettles and escape many of the thorns. Do you know, my sister, how to do this? You must pray more and ask for more suffering. And I have a secret for you. The Father will give you rest. Oh. Pray more and ask for more suffering, and the Father will give you rest. You see, the Father is most gentle, Veronica. You will learn to love him as I did and as I do. There's a tree that is now pointing up, and there's a beautiful white light, and I see a man, a very kind man. He has, he's very white hair and a heavy beard, and he's smiling. He looks like sort of like a real nice grandfather. Oh, he thinks, and Father is smiling. I can. He has a crown on his head. It's a beautiful red velvet crown, but it has golden points and the inserts all around the outside of the crown. And he's wearing what looks like it blends in with the chair, a red velvet cape. But this cape covers him all over, down to his feet. And he's holding, it looks like a scepter in his right hand. And he's pointing down now to his chair. And he's like bouncing a ball. It's going up and down as he moves his hand like this. Now a lady is coming over. Our father is disappearing like in the distance. And I can still see the ball bouncing. It's an orange colored ball and it's going up and down. Now our lady is motioning by touching her lips. My child, that is a most tremendous ball you are seeing. It is the ball of redemption. It is at the fingertips of the Eternal Father to do as he wills. Pray that mankind will awaken and escape this great chastisement, my child. It will rush into your atmosphere without warning. Scientists will look with fright, as will the ordinary man. Know, my child, that no scientist will know an explanation for its appearance. The ball of redemption nears, and many will die in the great flame of this ball of redemption. Pray that you may be able to hold back the darkness. Now, my child, you will be seated and continue with the prayers of atonement.
Offends the heart of my son much to see that
Satan has taken away so much piety and holiness in his churches throughout the world. We ask and repeat that no one handles in unconsecrated hands the body of my son. It will be defiled and discarded unless only a legally ordained priest, a man of God, with purified fingers of the Holy Spirit, gives the body and blood of my son to each one under his care. There is no need, my child, for women to rush into the sacred portals. There are enough throughout the world men consecrated and chosen as ministers of the Eternal Father, of the body and blood of his Son, to distribute among mankind this sacred body. I have cried tears of great sorrow. I am truly the mother of sorrow as I watch this constant desecration of my son's body.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Women with vocations, you have become worldly. You have chosen of your free will to degrade your bodies and your habits. Whatever shall become of you, foolish maidens of the world, return while there is time. Purify your body through suffering. Place upon your body garments of holiness down to the floor. You shall not set yourselves to tempt your pastors. Satan has set a delusion among you. You have become maidens of sin.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son.
My child, there are still many refuges of purity throughout the world. You will direct those of pure heart to enter. We must have examples among the young. The Eternal Father will accept many in this glorious vocation with prayer. Now our lady is placing, she's reaching up, and there's a green wreath now on her hand. And now she's reaching out, and I see many little children, girls in white dresses, their long white dresses, and they're wearing green wreaths on their heads, and they have on their white gloves. It's a very long procession. The beautiful little children, girls, my child, I give you the knowledge of many of the holy innocents that could never be upon earth. They have been sent back to the Eternal Father without fulfilling their mission. Do you not observe the workings of Satan? Vocation falls.
with the destruction and murder of the creations of the Eternal Father. You have not in your arrogance and fallen nature given them the opportunity to adore and honor the Eternal Father. Yes, my child, my heart is heavy. It is a day I cannot accept for myself in my nativity, for my memory is filled with the countless murders of the young. Birth, my children, should be a day of great rejoicing. Now, it is a defiled institution.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
The leaders in your country, my child, have given themselves to the world. Their abomination affects the lives of many. However, the sword is leveled by Michael and shall be sent through them. They too must repent and must make a complete reversal of their ways that offend the Father much, or they too shall be cast into the abyss.
Our lady is going, starting to float over. Doesn't work just float. She's going up high, high up to the sky. And I feel it's like rain, a very light rain, coming down. It must be a happy time on a birthday to cry, my child.
The presentation of the infant Jesus in the temple. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Pray, my child. I cannot give you the day in public, my child.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
But you must pray much and make great haste in sending out the warning from heaven.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
There's a tremendous letter in the sky. It's all tinged in a black color. It seems to be set against a blue light. It's I can see the outline. It's a huge W for warning. And above it, I see this tremendous light, fiery light. No, it's it must be a flaming ball, but it's so hot, it's burning, seems to be burning white heat. Now, over on the left, our left side, the sky is becoming very clear, very bright, and there's a formation of a very large rainbow. I say rainbow, but it's not filled with a profusion of colors. It has a hazy gray cast. Now, from the center, it's almost host-like in formation. Oh, Jesus is coming down now. I can see him now clearly. At first, it looked almost like a statue in the distance, but now he's coming forward. He has on a
a red cloak, and it's tied at his neck, and Jesus' hair is blowing, so it must be windy. And now he's now placing his hand out like this, and I can see the wound on his right hand. Now he's pointing up to the sky. My child, much has been given to you in knowledge. The Eternal Father has set a measure. Measure for measure shall the world reap the whirlwind. There shall come upon mankind a chastisement of tremendous magnitude, a chastisement that has never been seen, nor will it ever be seen again by the eyes of man. In the mercy of the Eternal Father, there will be given to you a warning, a visual warning, and then if mankind sets himself against the Eternal Father, choosing to continue in his life of sin, he will receive a just judgment from the Eternal Father, and he will be cleansed of his sin by a baptism of fire. The ball of redemption spoken of by my mother is on its way. Measure for measure, your days are counted. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. I do not come to set fear in your heart, as my mother has not come to set fear in your heart, but we bring to you the knowledge of what is to come. Your future is now. Live your life daily, expecting what is to be an eventuality. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him. I bless you, all my children, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is moving over. The sky is brightening. It's beautiful, a most beautiful blue. Now, as Jesus is moving, there are rays, pink rays, coming out all around him. It's a circlet of pink. Most beautiful colored pink. Now Jesus is just about over the banner, and he's blotting out now something that's very bright behind him. It appears to be a huge burning object. Now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming down. She's coming in from the left side, our left side, and now she's floating over to Jesus, and she's standing right at his right side. And it's quite windy. Our Lady's gown is blowing. I can see now her right sandal. It has a beautiful golden rosebud on the just the tip edge of her sandal, her shoes. And now Jesus is going over to our right side, just over the tree, and he's now shifting his cloak. It's very, very, looks very heavy and long. It's on, and now Jesus is placing his cloak over onto his left arm. He's gathering it up, and he's placing his hand out, now his right hand, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You will continue to keep watch. Pray a constant vigilance, and you will understand, measure for measure, the Father will give to mankind. My mother has come to you as a mediatrix between God and man. Her words have gone throughout the world and will continue to go throughout your world in the days of trial. Scoffers will not believe. Hardened hearts will walk in darkness. Know that if you ask for the light, believe and you will be given the way. Many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Persevere in faith, my children, and you will be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going back. He's floating backwards, and is standing now by our lady. They're going quite high now up into the sky and looking down. Now their figures are so small, they look almost like two statuettes standing there. And I see our lady's nodding her head. Continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. You cannot understand at this time how much depends upon your prayers and acts of atonement. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From then he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.